David, it gives me great pleasure this evening to present this cheque to the Army Benevolent Fund for the Tower to Tower Challenge.
Colonel Smith, tell us about the Tower to Tower Challenge.
It's been the centenary of the regiment, and as part of that, we visited the Somme because the regiment was created to support the 36th Ulster Division in November 1914. While we were there, we came across the Ulster Tower and the story of it modelled on Helen's Tower at Llandyboy, which so many of us know, and we came up with the idea that we should perhaps have a challenge and go from both towers. And with just that idea in our heads, we went away, put it to the regiment, and we got a huge response of people that wanted to take part.
How many of the reserve soldiers were actually involved?
So the participation in all was about 80 people, but not over the whole period. The idea is that as many people as possible could participate in legs. So it was just 14 people that started in France and did the leg to the Channel ports. They were then got a few more people that came in and added to that, including myself. I came and did a leg through the Midlands. Then there was all sort of 70, 80, I think it was, on the final day when they arrived into the port in the morning. We walked the final bit to Helen's Tower, which was a really great day out.
David, you were on that final leg of the walk, weren't you?
I was indeed. I thought to myself, well, why not join in? A weekend, it's bound to be a nice day. A couple of miles down a very flat coastline, finish off at the tower. I thought, what could be difficult about that? Then I found it was a 7 o'clock in the morning start. It was 7 or 8 miles down the coast, finish off with a big hill all the way up to Helen's Tower. But I tell you what a great day it was. How nice it was to meet such keen and enthusiastic young people as the Colonel has in his regiment.
Colonel Smith, what was the final figure that has been raised for ABF, the Soldiers Charity?
The final figure was an enormous £5,520.08, which was beyond our wildest dreams. We had no idea that we'd raise quite so much money when we set out to do it. But, you know, we were very lucky because it inspired a lot of people. We were definitely helped by all the press and the commemoration stuff that took place over the summer. And, of course, there were people like WO1 Jackson that had our Just Giving web pages along with other people. It did really well.
David, what will ABF, the Soldiers Charity, be able to do with that and the other funds that people raise?
Well, I met a family from Northern Ireland at Christmas who are lovely people, and the husband was a former soldier in the British Army who could no longer work because of post-traumatic stress disorder, which he developed in the Iraq War. There was no income, no benefits coming in. They'd run out of fuel completely at Christmas when it was cold. So ABF was able to step in, make sure that they got a full tank full of fuel, and they got all the turkey and the trimmings that they needed for Christmas. And that's just one small example of what we do. There's so much more to what the ABF can do and does for our soldiers, veterans and their families.
Fantastic event, and so well put together and raised such a fantastic amount of money. Colonel Smith, you're obviously very proud of what you've achieved.
I'm really proud of what I've achieved, but then I'm really proud of 152 North Irish Regiment. They're a really, really great bunch. And as I go out the door in just 6 weeks' time, I'm afraid, it's really great to have a moment like this and to see what all these people can achieve.